The people that I know say, if you want to create content, you need to satisfy, you need to tailor your content to either educate or entertain, a bit of both, if you wanted to succeed on a larger scale. So you find out content creators do a lot of things to make sure that their content take one of those sides or in some places, all of those sides, meaning it educates and it entertains, and also maybe do a little bit of both. But I feel most times when it comes to Nigerians, it is we create content to escape, to find an escape, like everything that we go through stuff, is either escaping from financial hardships or a toxic relationship, or you're escaping from the inadequacies of your society, or you're trying to share escape. Like, that's why I feel there are some exceptions, though. People like Davido, they seem to have it all. But I started Gum Unscripted to it wasn't like I was grounded in the whole content creation thing, or I had any skill, or had any long-term plan like with it. I just started because I felt I needed to escape the lockdown depression, like the pandemic-induced lockdown depression, and it started well for me. And I was ranting because you were locked in the house for 24 hours, like you did not know when it was going to end, and then you just kept on sitting down, and with nobody to rant to. Why not start to rant to the world and find somewhere to put out your rant, and then have people agree with what you say? So I feel it is valid. It doesn't need to educate or entertain. It can just be you spewing out all the bad energy that you feel, turn it into positive energy. It could be you trying to escape your personal tragedies or your personal stuff, and trying to assume a persona, even if it's for the shortest amount of time, possibly 15 minutes, as is in my case, and then talk on issues that you feel you want to talk about. Well, now that my podcast seems to be getting up, I don't know. Let's see where it goes from here. And this is me thanking all of you, and this is me welcoming myself into the exclusive club. Thank you. Hello, once again. It's your boy Galma, and this is me. I'm back again. Thank you for joining me again this week. Barakallah to my Muslim faithful. How are you guys doing? Happy weekend, sir. Happy weekend, ma. Thank you for joining me once again. Thank you for always keeping it there with me, and I hope you continue doing that. You can share with your friends. You can find me on Anchor. You can find me on Apple Podcasts. You can find me on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes. I am TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, all of the podcast services. You just find Galmon Scripted, and you can find a retinue of my episodes. And also, if you can find that, you can just go to Google and type in on the search bar Galman Scripted, and you're going to find me. Or you can go to our website, www.podpage.com/Galman Scripted, and they're going to hook you up good, good, good. And then when you do, you can share the gospel, and people, your friends and enemies, will share the gospel too, and we can keep on building a community like we just did recently. I'm going to talk about that, but just let's move on. Let's move on. How are we? How is the week going? How is the summer holiday going? Oh, for the people, like for those not in Nigeria, we usually have public holidays to celebrate the Eid, but if you don't have that, wherever you are listening from, my Irish people, my Canadian people, my US people, German people, everywhere you're listening from, because I check the chat and I see where people are tuning in from, but and I'm quite amazed, man. Like it's the money is moving. But yeah, we move. But yeah, how are you guys? Really, how are you? really doing? Like, I'm doing good. I'm trying. I am chilling. We're back to eating food, and you know, food is my thing. I'm back, and the body is not yet acclimatized back to the normal thing, because you want to drink a cup of water, and you'd be like, "Are we not fasting?" And then you're like, "Ah, nah, mommy is drinking water, and mommy is drinking water, then we're not fasting and shit." But yeah, so the body is getting back, and once it gets back to full force, you know me, I don't hold back. You know, we have to represent. You know, being the only big person in my house, somebody has to do it. If I don't do it, who will? Let's move on. Yeah, my week has been good. It started well, quite well. You know, went to work on Monday, and I'm not going to work ever since. Yeah, that's a good thing about Nigeria. You can like actually skip work. But yeah, it's not my fault now. It's the economy, it's how it is. But I'm not proud of it, but the body needs rest, and the body rested, and the body is quite giddy for the new, you know, week and everything, to go back with the whole energy of work and stuff. But yeah, we're back. So Eid. It was nice. It was good. It was fresh, you know, because man was sleeping. Man was really, really sleeping. I just you know, went to eat prayer. I nearly missed it, and I was back. I removed my kaftan and kept it, and that was the end of it, because you know, man cannot do with heat, and there was no light, and the generating set was messing up, and man had to cool down one way or the other. And kaftans are not good for the temperature. We are in Africa. We are in Africa. So, you know, man went to take food for his grandmother. Man saw his grandmother. She was looking like a bag of money. Yeah. Old money though. But yeah, she was looking like a bag of money. And, you know, back to the house. Sleep, sleep, sleep. Eat, eat, eat. Drink, drink, drink. You know. And then chill, chill, chill. And afterwards, you know, the next day. Sleep, sleep, sleep. Eat, eat, eat. Chill, chill, chill. And you know, we're back again. So I feel life is easy. You should not like put yourself, like, if everything in Nigeria has not brought your head down, you know, you have to just like create some sort of like an enclave in your house, one corner that be like, this corner, happiness resides here. No negativity, no sadness, nothing will reside here. This is just happiness. This is the enclave of happiness. Any negativity, bagushi, get out of here. So you have to do that. If you don't have that already, please do that, so that at least you'll be looking forward to go to your positivity igloo. You understand? But yeah, we move. Talking about we move, there's this hashtag that Pastor Adeboye started. Like, it's terrible, the death of the death of Pastor D. Seems like a great guy, because you know, it's I really appreciated the way the parents handled the matter. Yeah. And you know, I feel religion shouldn't be all the way Africans take it, animosity, blah blah blah, you're going to hell, this and that, you're a sinner in everybody's book. But I try as much as possible to learn from every religion I know, every religious person I've met, every religious person I've come across. And I feel that is just the way, if you're seeking God, everybody knows, like, somebody has seen, some, it's like the six blind men that are feeding on the elephant. Somebody has maybe felt the tail, and they say the elephant is like a snake, and then somebody will feel the bomb, and then like a rhinoceros, someone will feel the long trunk, you know, like that. And then at the end of the day, once you have the angle from every, you might have a picture of who God is or what God is, depending on what you think. So Pastor Adeboye, like, it's terrible for a parent to bury a child, but you know, stuff happens, and we cannot question God. And it happened, his son died. And when he, at the burial, he's like, shouldn't mourn, we move. Let's just move on. It wasn't him. There was another pastor was like doing the we move and everything, and people were losing their minds and all. But yeah, I love the message. You know, the person is gone. You just embrace the good memories and then move on, so that you just just get rooted in that person. That person will want you to move on. That person, that was the end of their chapter, but that's not the end of yours. You should just move on and keep moving on and keep moving on and keep moving on till the end of the chapter, and then the other people will move on. But we shouldn't be stuck in one place. Let's move on. So that I'm to all the teeming Redeemed Christian Church of God people, congregants, I'm really sorry, and I hope God will comfort your heart. And but yeah, it's a good thing. We move. So I told myself I wasn't going to keep talking about Nigeria's problems, yeah. But yeah, I wanted this to be an episode whereby I went back to why I started this. Yay! Like, if you have not noticed, anybody that knows me, right, I was ecstatic this week. Why? I hit 1,000 listens. That was big for me. I was sitting at a barber shop, like, cutting my hair. And then, let me check Anchor. I had checked the link day before. Like, what? Let's see. How am I doing? And then, boom, it hits me on my face. Boom! It was like somebody discovered Gamma Unscripted and then was listening, throughout. And then they were telling me, because I thought I was, I had, like, it took 2-3 weeks before I reached Amma, because I was checking, man, and I was really close. So, but I checked the night before and had I needed 30 listens, you know, for you to hit the 1K, you know. And then I was sitting down, and then I just opened it, and then I was like, okay, I wanted to run out. It was mad. I was like, mad, fam, what is this? And then, you know, I had to calm myself down. I had to check myself before I wrecked myself in the back, because it was choked to the brim. And then I was like, man, I genuinely wanted to lose it. When I got home, I started shouting. I was like, 1K. Like, how many podcasters do you know in Kaduna with 1K listens? Like, I'll wait, because I'm the only person. Like, I don't know. If you know, you just tell me, man. That was how I was like, you know, I need to contain myself, yeah. You know, contain yourself, man. Continue. It's small work. No, it's not a small work. I was sweating, man. I was yeah, it's all good. It feels good to reach 1K listens. And so I wanted to make this episode different, and I wanted to go back to the reason why I started this, why I started the whole government script. It was supposed to end after the lockdown ended, but then I felt good, it was an escape from Nigeria's problems, you know, coming to talk about Nigerian problems with people, and then having people listen and then talk back to me about it. But then calm. When I started this season, I was telling myself that, Suleiman, don't keep on being negative about Nigeria. Don't stop talking about Nigeria's problems, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, we have to talk about Nigeria's problem, because it is the elephant in the room. We have to, we shouldn't ignore it, because if we ignore it, it's not going to change the thing. It's happening. It is what is happening. It is what we are seeing on a daily basis. And believe me, I saw a lot this week that I'm not going to talk about a lot, but there are things I need to talk about. Yeah. First of all, Nigeria, we are a problem. I was listening to the news, and then they caught some real life, they were stealing real lines, Kabi saw and cut. How vile are you? My point is, we go to places, we go to other countries, and we see, you know, things that you see that maybe they came to drop them there. And then we say, Nigeria, when we go reach there, when we go do that one, when we go. And then we forget that we are a problem. You know, I was born in an era whereby Julius Berger will come and put all their installment. People working 24 hours. You cannot work 24 hours now in Nigeria. Why? Because of Nigerians, see, they have to kidnap you and collect ransom. Do you understand? Before we see Julius Berger, they come and they say Julius Berger is making this. Oh, you take it. Part of it and put all their installment, put their flats and everything. People working all around the clock. Julius Berger tells you they are going to supply you this road by the end of the year. They are going to supply this road before the end of the year. But right now, we have projects not happening because people are kidnapping other their fellow human beings. People cannot walk to 8 o'clock at night. Why? because Nigeria we have a problem. Somebody is trying to make transportation easy for you. The governments are trying to make transportation easy for you. They did this rail line. Let's do Warri. Is it Warri Lagos or Warri Port Harcourt, something like that? Abi Takpe Warri, blah blah blah. And then they do it. They're trying to do it, make transportation easy. Arm robbers are on the road already. And then somebody is going to cut it. You cut the line and go and sell it. You know, it baffles me sometimes. Like, what is wrong with us? And then later you come and blame the devil, come and blame the government. Government, no food and everything. See, it's not easy. You get it. Takes blood, sweat, and tears to build a country, to build a state, talk less of a country, to build a house. But then you have like 200 million of those trying to build them at the same time, and then everybody's not cooperating. And then everything we blame the government, blame some of these are above us. They are above the government. We when they said change start with me, it wasn't, even though it was a political statement, but it's true. We cannot change when we are stealing rail line, we are stealing I was at the police station the other day, and then they bring this boy, because he was just a boy. And then he had this massive hydro valve. It's a big valve. For me, that I'm big, man. I'm strong. I weigh over 100 kg. And I cannot raise that thing. But I went to steal it. Why? And the police officers were like, the last time it was stolen, it took 6 months before it was replaced. And it meant that a certain community in Kaduna was denied water, because that was like the main valve that opens the water and then distributes and everything. They were denied water for 6 months because one idiot went to steal a valve that cost over 600,000 naira and sold it for 25,000 naira, because that's what this idiot is trying to sell it for. What kind of wickedness? Like, you let people suffer. Some people will go and fetch water, they will beat them, some will fight. All those things on your head, you don't just care because you have 20,000 that you go and smoke and drink and do rubbish with. Because, like the police officers, were mad, man. They told the guy to raise the valve, and then my guy was shaking. They were fish. Punishment. But yeah, this is us. Like, how can a big human being go and steal something that is made for the human good? I think we deserve our leaders to a certain extent, because we are embodiment of our leaders. It baffles me, man. Like, and it's not only that. Check around. That is why we have corruption. That is how we have, people doing rubbish, because we feel like we can blame it on the devil and the government. No, I said we should do better. Hi. So some sort of kidnappers too. Like, everybody's into kidnapping now. Everybody, people you don't even expect. Like, it's a family run business now. Why? You want to collect money more than your neighbor. Money that you used to do rubbish. Tell me what do we actually want? Because believe me, they keep telling us Fulani, 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 Fulani. But I'm telling you, the main people that orchestrated the whole thing, I feel, are Nigerians. Forget the Fulanis that we've seen too. We have seen Nigerians, normal human beings like you and like people that we insulting the Fulani. They say the Fulani were imported and everything. The kidnappers were imported. But we've seen normal Nigerians still kidnapping neighbors, kidnapping their neighbors' children just for a bit of ransom. And then you keep on saying, this and that. We are a problem. And I feel the faster we see it, like, the better for us. It, because, if I get away in a jackpot, we could just say, yeah, oh, you. But the point is, we cost it. We voted the wrong people in. We did the wrong things, man. The line is long. Let's not sit and... I don't want to even get into the armed forces and the secessionists or the people that want a new country or this, because we're all just selfish. Because if it's not selfishness, tell me why. Tell me why. But we shall be fine. And then again, another thing I wanted to talk about is, Labour is trying to shut down Kaduna State. And the gist is because El-Rufai sacked workers and made other workers casual workers. And, but short, I was trying to look for people, because once people, you hit a government or you hit a person, you don't even see when, you know, policies are good for a state or something like that. I was trying to look for people that will have, that will look at it objectively. Let's put on the cards on the table and then what is it? What do we actually, you know? Well, I'm from Kaduna State, if you don't know. So Governor Erufai is our governor. Oh, our beautiful governor. So we keep the cards on the table, yeah? Look at his reason for doing what he did. And then look at the, you know, the finance and everything and everything. And then you look at it and then Erufai's reason was like, see, a lot of these workers are not needed. And then you're bleeding too much cash, paying people that are not, like, people that are not working. And then you're bleeding too much cash. There is redundancy. Like, why not take the cash and use it for something else? Anybody that feels he's qualified and going to really to work, let's go and apply again. But everybody wants to be redundant in Nigeria. Yeah, you understand? Someone said, because I don't feel the worker's pain, I'm not there and everything, blah, blah, blah. He's doing roads, he's doing that. First of all, he's doing roads, yeah, but most of these roads are capital projects. Like, no sensible person would take money from the coffers of the government to do roads. They are long-term projects. You do them to pay gradually, small. They are not like immediate expenses. Anybody that knows, yeah? And these are long overdue because, believe me, the moment you go fold up small, you say, ah, what are the governments doing? So he's trying to alleviate one problem. Capital project doing that. Even though some people have argued that capital projects are not, you know, you build capacity and then everything will fall into place. But the point is, what if the capacity is not building and, you know, things are happening? You don't have money, good and fine. We are trying to find a way to build the government and everything. But Labour say it's a lie, everybody must work. And people, you go to some parastatal, say people are sitting down, not doing anything, teaching, not doing anything. And then Labour try to shut down Kaduna. I don't understand it. Why? Because it's still the poor man that you're fighting for that is still going to suffer. Because I feel the government and the big boys, they have the generators, they have the water supply, they have the, you know, food supply and everything to last them 2-3 years. But the masses, they will start falling down to die because this thing has been denied them. And even the government has said, you know, don't come to work at your own peril. You see, Labour is shorthanded at this point in time because if you keep those two threats on the table, everybody that has work now will go to work because they are scared, man, that this guy is going to, you know, Labour's threat is like a small threat. But if this man is going to not give them work again, they're going to come, definitely going to come to work. So it is, I feel some of these decisions, just sit down and think about it before we handle it, because I'm not seeing it. I don't know who takes the decision, but I'm just praying that you guys don't shut down my light and don't shut down my water, because I have use for them. Yeah, do you understand? And believe me, I'm sorry if it sounds offensive. Do you understand? I might not know what it's from that point of view, your point of view, you the workers that were sacked and everything, but to a certain extent, I, from the reasons he gave, I see reason with him. There is no need bleeding cash when you don't have the cash to build. Yeah, that's a sure way of wrecking your state. But yeah, it's all cool. It's calm. And another issue, the last issue I want to talk about, yeah, is the issue of the Israel-Palestine war. Yeah. I feel this issue is a humanitarian issue and not any religious issue. I have seen like some vile human beings bringing religion, blah 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 blah. I was like, you don't need to check media. You just need social media. Check people's accounts. Not just media. Like the mainstream media would do anything that is going to be beneficial to them. You just don't see the world, and then you start giving. I talked to some people that I thought were sensible, but they are not. They are senseless. Yeah, people like, you just need, like, this is not. You just need to see the pictures. I just saw one. The whole family wiped out by a rocket. You understand? I was listening to Trevor Noah, and then he like, if you check it, yeah, everybody has messed up, from the Palestinians and the Israelis, yeah. But the people that are messing up are not the people that are getting the repercussion of the mess up, yeah. Hamas is fighting with Israel, but there's a normal human being there that are receiving the bombs. They are not even members of Hamas. They don't even know Hamas. And then Israelis, the Israelis are there the government, the forces, the Shin Bet, the every Mossad, everybody is fighting with the Hamas. But then the Hamas rockets are hitting normal, everyday Israelis that do not know what is going on. And then somebody will come and bring religious thing, and they say, you talk to the Muslim, they'll be like, nee, 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 nee. You talk to the Christian, and they'll be like, nee, nee, nee. And then you wonder, where has humanity gone? You know, Trevor Noah was like, this was a big thing. You know, it's a big thing, and it can tip the world over and stuff. But once that kind of thing happens, he looks at, you know, what who has the more power to inflict more pain? Israel has one of the best defense system in the world, and then, you know, their bombs are just killing Israelis. They are the bigger power. I feel people, it's people's ego. You can stop this, but then people will just be killing, and then others will be like taking sides. You're not supposed to take sides. It's supposed to end. You know, we need people to calm themselves. Like the lead prosecutor, the ICC said, calm, cooler heads need to prevail. We shouldn't be writing long write-ups, like, because we're so blinded by our religion, and, you know, we cannot see that humanity is dying. And then, you know, let me borrow the words of one of my very, very good mentors, Raymond Reddington. He's not a real person, he's like from Issue and stuff. It's like, religion is a beautiful thing until it encountered man. Man will make it would like everything is bad, unless, but a little killing here and there is good when it's done in the name of the Lord. So let's just borrow ourselves sense here. If you're Nigerian, you shouldn't come to my inbox and start yanning, does Israel is right, Palestine is right. Look at the pictures. Let's stop this rubbish. You should be yourself sense. Give yourself sense, and then, you know, we can talk. And don't come and start giving me wrong reasoning of stuff like that. Like, this is that. Where is your humanity? People are dying. If it's like, and for people that want war in Nigeria, look at just Google Israel Palestine dead bodies, and then you see, then you know what, if you still want the war, if that is what you want. Other people will be there. Some people will be there with their families there, instigating you to burn your country, and then you come and yeah, because they have denied you some juicy political pulls. Yeah, cry to it. Just clean your head there, and then give yourself sense, and think about the repercussions long term and everything. But yeah, that is what I have to say this day. But yeah, thank you for everybody that has listened, for everybody that has shared, for everybody that has given me feedback on my podcast. This one is for you. This is why I do this. This is why I continue to do this, because you listen and you encourage me to continue. And I am 1,000 listens today. Who knows, in the next 6 months, where I'll be, possibly a million listens, because this is you. This is what you do. You guys, by the grace of God, have made me to this person that would that you feel will whatever I spew will listen to, and then tell your friends to listen to, because it seems I'm making sense. So thank you very much for everybody that has listened, everybody that has shared, everybody that has given me good feedback and told me how to make the, you know, for everybody that has contributed. I have to bring back the contributions back. Like, I'm doing something for it, for that. So once it's ready, I'm going to bring back the contribution sections again, and then we can have your messages, your email, and possibly even your voices in it. Who knows? Fingers crossed. So thank you very much for everybody that's listening. Join me this week. Thank you. God bless you. You can continue doing that, sharing with your friends. Come on, Scripted on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio. Basically every podcast services, you know, Anchor does a very good thing about distribution and everything. And if you can't find me, go to www.podpage.com. Podpage is podpage.com/GammaUnscripted. And if you can find there, you can just Google Gamma Unscripted, and you would be given by Google a retinue of links for you to go and follow and listen. So thank you very much once again. Do have a nice day ahead, a nice week ahead. Till I see you next week, from Gamma Unscripted, from the team at Gamma Unscripted, it's bye-bye. God bless you.